The U.S. president says that his plan of imposing steep tariffs on imports of goods from China is working much better than expected. Donald Trump made a comment in a tweet. He also mentioned losses in China's stock market, making predictions that a U.S. market could go up dramatically once trade deals were renegotiated. Trump also said that Beijing was talking to the U.S. about trade. Earlier, he had threatened to slap tariffs on almost all of China's exports to the United States. Washington and Beijing are locked in a trade war over U.S. accusations that China's economy benefits from unfair policies and subsidies while stealing American technological know-how. Political analyst Alexander Azadegan believes that President Trump supporters will end up paying more for consumer products in case the trade war gets out of control.
I think by now the international community and the global audience is used to this kind of flip-flopping and playing good cop and the bad cop both by himself. We have to keep in mind that a lot of rhetorics that we're getting from the White House and especially from President Trump, he's playing to, we have midterm elections coming up. He's playing to his base. Ironically, if this trade war gets out of control, his base, who is not exactly from a higher tiers of the socioeconomic ladder in the United States, they're going to end up paying more for everything. We export to them only $170 billion. Import from them is around $480 billion. So we have a terrible trade deficit of $310 billion. And Mr. Trump, seems to simplify this and only focus on these figures. These figures, by the way, are from 2016 WTO. And, some of his base, unfortunately, are not terribly well informed when it comes to economics. They're only concerned with jobs.